I think many towns will stay dry. Still warm on Monday and Tuesday with upper 70s and a small rain chance both days. The pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend and into early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. While there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama, state and local officials are now preparing their response. Montgomery City and county leaders will brief the public today on community readiness and preparations underway. Alabama lawmakers approved additional money for coronavirus testing in response to increase the number of people being screened for the rapidly spreading illness. The Alabama Senate approved a $5 million supplemental appropriation for the Alabama Department of Public Health. And several local universities are now switching to online classes to help curb the spread of the virus. Troy University is offering online classes until April 6th. Auburn University and Auburn Montgomery are doing the same until April 10th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Choir. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouchoir.com today. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Lemu and Doug.
Lemu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Big insulation job coming up? Lowe's is ready with the quantities you need in stock and ready to go so you can get the job done right and done today. Plus, we'll help you save with up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. Save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com and we'll have your order ready with dedicated pro loaders to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. Please give me a call if you're surviving, if you're still alive. We, Alabama, along with, I guess, Idaho.
Yeah, man, we're in the final four.
No cases, no cases. In studio with me on this Friday morning, my co-host Jack Campbell is not here. Out of precaution, staying home. He was feeling bad before all this started going crazy with the coronavirus, COVID-19. But out of an abundance of caution, staying home. So in studio, Eddie Bader.
Yeah, I'm back. Corona-free.
With the Goodson Group, and the man himself, Bo Goodson, is also here today. Hey, Bo.
Hey.
Good to see you. Yeah, I brought in the boss today. That way I got to be on my best behavior, right? My boss is here.
Or something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm watching.
272-9228, 272-9228. Course of business. All day yesterday I was talking about how we would have the mayor of Montgomery here, Stephen Reed, in studio at 10:30. We scheduled that last week before all this stuff started happening with COVID-19, the coronavirus. So they canceled last night, and I mean, why on earth would they cancel? Well, of course, there's a lot for the mayor to take care of as a new mayor. Can't imagine being in his shoes right now. But I believe they're doing a press conference here.
Yeah, I believe they got a live one coming up.
Yeah, 9:45 or so. So
I see.
We can talk about the occupational tax and politics some other day.
Yeah,
he needs to take care of business there. The Alabama Department of Health last night, it's not mandatory, but they advise stay away from groups of 500 people or more.
Mm-hmm.
So no big get-togethers. They're, again, cancellations, closings. We were going to go to a comedy show tonight, Eddie.
Yeah, kind of disappointed in that.
Yep. Well, I think the Bert Kreischer himself
canceled, which is surprising. And I'm kind of, he's a little more mature than I thought he was.
Yeah.
he's not one to do that. I mean, this is the guy that went to Russia and robbed everybody on the train.
Right, but that was when he was really young.
That was like 5 years ago to me.
So, you know, we're making it through. We're surviving. I'm going to go on life as usual with a few precautions and understanding that this could be bad for some folks, but generally I tend to think that the political side of this is just, excuse me, pardon me, it's just pissing me off.
Yeah.
It just, I'm watching what the Democrats put forward. They're fighting over what to do in the response. So they've already given the whole Congress and the president signed an $8 billion or so to fight the coronavirus, but now they're talking about economic supplements to help people who have to stay home, to help businesses who, you know, especially a lot of different industries are having trouble with all these cancellations. Again, March Madness is gone. The NBA season suspended. Right. NHL season suspended. MLB pushes back opening day. XFL even.
Have you heard anything from the casinos? Any of them?
Well, they're all open.
They're all open.
Since
maybe.
It is Friday, I will tell folks this delicately because it's still early. And if you have any young ears, you just change the dial real quick.
Okay.
I don't usually say that, but just go ahead. I saw a breaking story that some gentlemen's clubs, I'll put it that way, around the country, some are closing responsibly.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Goodness.
But others are handing out Kleenex, mask, and Purell at the door.
Wow.
If they could find it.
I was going to say, man, where did they get it?
They should have that already.
I got a feeling it's not real Purell they're giving out at the door. That's some
just vodka.
Right, some black market stuff there.
272-9228. So, Bo, I wanted to start this way because Friday, let's have a little fun here. I mentioned this to you off air. because part of what you do at the Goodson Group is management services.
Correct.
So there are folks that might have rental properties, but they don't want to manage them themselves.
Right.
So that means y'all at the Goodson Group will go in and manage these properties. Part of that is when you get a property, you know, as a client, you have to go and check it out, I'd imagine. You're correct. In a lot of different homes.
Yes.
Are there any homes you have walked into in your four decades plus of experience and you were taken aback and it still haunts you to this day, hygiene-wise?
Yes.
Any one that comes to mind in particular?
Yes. I had a property that the tenant had. We were in the middle of an eviction, and the tenant just got up and left. What I didn't know he had was a dog inside the house. Well, judge's orders, you can't enter a house until a particular time,
okay.
Yet the dog was inside.
Hmm.
So I called the animal rescue people. I called everybody I could, the police department. Nobody could go inside, even though I had the key. And I could see the dog through the door, and he would bark at me. So we had to wait until a particular time, and I had the animal shelter standing by. It was a beautiful German Shepherd. Of course, over the weekend, he had left his deposits throughout the house. Fortunately, there was water in the toilets to drink. But he was real happy to see us. But the aftermath was something to behold.
I can imagine.
So these deposits, as you put it very delicately, were just all over the place. Things
correct.
Just, oh, Lord. How big was this dog again?
About 100 pounds.
wasn't he a German Shepherd?
Yeah,
some folks just, you know, I like to think Americans are, you know, have their wits about them. Fairly, you know, might not be the highest IQ person, but most Americans clever enough to make a living, make your own way, live your own life. Sometimes you meet folks and you just go, "What is wrong with you?"
Well, I'm a dog person, and I couldn't. It bothered me that I couldn't release the dog, but the police wouldn't let me, and the court wouldn't let me. But I just had to wait, and then the animal shelter people wouldn't go in, so nobody would enter without a court order. And the court order came about like on a Monday morning, so I had the sheriff enter, and that's when we were able to rescue the dog. Of course, next in was ServPro, and $2,500 later.
Yeah, $2,500 worth of cleaning?
Yes. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Ooh. God bless those folks who you pay that $2,500.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't do it, and I paid it out of my pocket.
Yeah. It's just situations like this we were talking off air with the coronavirus. It does make you think a little bit extra about basic hygiene. As I said yesterday, I like to walk around thinking, "Oh, I'm just pure soul. I don't have like." This body that can be infected and break down. And, you know, yesterday we had a lot of folks calling in who've maybe been through a few panics or a few actual realities of disease before. And they're like, "Yeah, relax, Joey.
Yeah. Be all right.
Relax."
Yeah.
So it's good to have a little perspective.
Well, and I did a closing this week. And I know the person that I did the closing with is listening right now. And she does very good hygiene in between closing. Herself, the lawyer, comes in there. She Lysols the rooms, wipes it all down. In fact, we got talking and laughing because when she came to the lobby, she saw me there. She was Lysoling the lobby. And it's a good practice.
It is.
And
but that's something she does anyway.
Or I should say, and she does it anyway. and I know she's listening. She's going to give me a hard time. But she's a very clean freak kind of person.
Well, and this is what you do. You look out for yourself. You look out for those you know. You take the steps necessary. Like we said, the mayor had to cancel because he's going to do a press conference. At the city level, there should be action.
Yeah.
At the state level, there should be action. There should be some action that is appropriate from the federal government. They really did mess up at the CDC level, not having enough testing. And apparently there just really was. And sometimes this happens. This is what I think we forget often in politics, that you vote for the right people, you spend enough money, and you twist enough arms and yell enough if you need to, and the job will just get done. And no, some problems really are just about technique, technical ability, talent. And if you mess up in the lab, you mess up in the lab.
Right.
And apparently that's what happened. Now, there are some Democrats that would like you to think Trump came into the lab himself because add a little nutmeg and a little bit of cinnamon and a little bit of my blood. It's the best blood. It's just, no, that's not what Trump did. I'm sure Trump goes, okay, get on top of the testing. And it just has been slow to for an uptick. Now, good news is, Dr. Fauci said this yesterday, they have moved vaccines, a vaccine for this coronavirus, the fastest they've ever done to phase one trials. Now, this still means we'll probably at best a 12 months out from a workable vaccine for the whole population. And the way it kind of works, I understand, reading up on this last night and listening to experts on this, is that you can create a vaccine overnight and hand it out. The question is, does it work? And does it work on a general basis? And does it work in a way that's also safe? And that's why you have to go through all these trials with animals, then human beings, before you start mass producing it and handing it out to millions of people around the country and the world. If you have a faulty vaccine you just kind of come up with all of a sudden, yeah, that could be a big problem.
Like Jim Baker was doing in New York, they had to shut him down.
Alex Jones, too, I think was pushing a toothpaste.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I read an article the other day that 10 years ago in Texas at a university, they were real close to a vaccine for the coronavirus, and the funding got cut off. So at the point when he could test it on human subjects, then that professor couldn't do it. So they were close at that point to having something that would work, because coronavirus is a family of viruses.
Right.
So what works, what vaccine might work with one might not work with another, but it's in a family of viruses.
And let's tell folks, if you don't mind, before you went into your 40 years of experience in real estate and as a broker, what did you study in college?
I was in pre-med, and I studied virology, viruses, microbiology. So I went through several years of that looking through microscopes. So
there you go.
It was kind of interesting.
And when you looked down the microscope, looked down the scope, how would you describe some of these things you were looking at?
Well, the viruses, this shape of them would just crazy. It was kind of looked like a spaceship, with legs and tentacles and all that kind of stuff, and a little probus that goes into a cell.
Right.
And they remain inactive until such time as they find the host. And once they find the host, then they become active.
Right. And we were talking about how this clearly, because they can figure out when a virus actually, say, jumped from an animal to a human.
Right.
They're thinking this happened, this particular one that's causing COVID-19 in late November, probably somewhere in China.
Right.
And they're also, I'm pretty certain at this point, this is not some bioweapon.
Right.
And the basic idea behind that is that human beings aren't capable of creating something this sophisticated yet.
No.
And militaries wish they could, sadly. Sometimes we start thinking about war and deterrence. It's kind of like you think about the scenes from history, like World War One. Right. Imagine being the first soldiers in the trenches and mustard gas starts flowing over into the trench.
Oh,
some horrific ideas people come up with. But this is one theory that's been proposed. Tucker Carlson proposed this last night, is that a paper was published by a Chinese university that has now been censored and removed, but it was suggested that what happened is China's equivalent of the CDC was looking at potential problems and somebody got infected. That it was incompetence on somebody's part.
Somebody in the lab?
Right.
Okay.
And it's getting bad for Chinese-American relations. They already weren't good. And I want to be clear, when I talk about this stuff and where China, I think, messed up and hit the ball, it's the Chinese government. It's the Communist Party.
Right. It's not the people.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I heard, I've got friends that live in New York City, for instance, people that go to Columbia, and they said some Chinese students were attacked. That sort of stuff just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It's not been all over the headlines, and, I'm not, I think, obviously, for Joe Biden and for the Democrats in general to go, xenophobia, racism, if you say that this virus that came from Wuhan, China, came from Wuhan, China, that it's a foreign virus. It's just, really, that's what you're focusing on? That said, I also make it clear it's about the government of China.
Right.
And this is where now they're even starting to suggest maybe the United States military came up with this.
Yeah. It's a smear campaign from the Chinese government right now, and it's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the American government, if they're even acknowledging that, you know, that the Chinese is doing it. But it's obvious. They've written books and everything. And over the last 3 weeks, they've written books on how the American government put this out and blaming the Chinese.
Yeah, their propaganda machine is unreal. And we can sit here on local radio stations or national news networks and debunk that crap.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But the Chinese people, a lot of them aren't going to hear it.
No.
What I hope, because people have tried to draw the parallel between Chernobyl and the Soviet Union,
right,
how it sort of dressed down the government there. Maybe this will dress down the government in China, not in the sense of we in the West and around the world. It certainly is doing that. But they're locally. I think there are a lot of the people there who already knew, and this just adds fuel to the fire that, okay, this government, they try to claim they have everything under control. They don't have everything under control. They have us under control.
Exactly.
But having complete control over us does not actually mean security. And that's a shame. And I see hints of it in the American press and American questions and politicians in particular. Is that if you just give us more of your freedom and more control over you, then you will be safer. And what happens is you do give up your freedom because you want to be safe.
Right.
And you're actually not that much safer.
Right.
And
those freedoms will come back. Sure.
Yeah, and if they continue to fail, they just say, oh, give us more money and your freedom. It's it's a very dangerous road to go down. That's why I said earlier, some of what the Democrats are doing just pisses me off. Because this package Nancy Pelosi pushed forward and why it was postponed last night had all sorts of things in it that was just a Democrat Party wish list.
There was an abortion deal in there,
right?
What's that have to do
that
with?
Violates the Hyde Amendment. So it would have been taxpayer funding of abortion.
Right.
And I thought, you know, it's a pretty divisive, heated issue in this country, but I thought at least we agreed on we shouldn't have federal government funding the practice.
Right.
Because there's so much disagreement. So, and it was that and so much more. Like, they were just adding all these ornaments to the Christmas tree. And it's like, hey, why don't we focus on the problem? Yes, there does need to be more testing capabilities. Yes, if somebody is out of work because they're sick, maybe we can start programs to help that person out, if that's the case. But to use, what is it that Rahm Emanuel said so long ago during the 08 crisis? Something about...
Never let a good crisis...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is it, actually.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
It's why some days, you know, I've been talking to more politicians, interviewing people running for office, people in office, and I've grown to like a lot of them. But sometimes politicians, the way people think politically, the worst people in the world. It's like you're going to use something like this as a crisis to do things you couldn't normally do.
Well, look where he ended up in Chicago,
right?
Where I grew up, and think of the crime statistics from that area of taking guns away from people, and has it improved anything?
Right.
And it has not.
It's not improved at all. Well, I guess he's no longer mayor, right?
Yeah, but he had a lot of influence in there. Yeah. For 10 years, he was there.
Well, and there's a contradiction. Chicago was a great example of this within Democratic rhetoric, where they're really worried about police brutality. I mean, when it happens, it's a problem, but I think it's overstated. And they're really worried about that, but they're also wanting to take people's guns. So if you're worried about police brutality, how do you propose to take away people's firearms without the police, say, having to get in people's faces and confront people? That seems like you got to pick one or the other.
Right.
And it doesn't work at the end of the day.
Well, my son lives in Chicago, in downtown Chicago, and when he visited me recently, he showed me an app on his phone. I said, what is that? I noticed it was the map of Chicago. I said, what is that app? He said, well, all those little red dots are where crime is now taking place currently. And he said, oh, by the way, Dad, that's where you grew up, where all the red dots were.
Wow.
I said, oh.
I've had these conversations with Greg Budell, but how does that... Does he think that your old neighborhood, this is what's happening? What does that make you feel like?
Well, it makes me feel bad because it was... People think it's a big city. It's just a small community.
Yeah.
Just out, it was in Chicago, but it was like any, it was like Prattville or Millbrook or Wetumpka, just small town, one-story buildings, neighborhoods, good people, communities, and...
And then you left, Bo? Is that what happened?
And then I left, yeah.
Yeah, and it all went to hell.
Yeah, it's right. It sounds like.
Well, it's good that you're here.
It's all very good that you're together. Here.
272-9228, we have Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson himself with the Goodson Group here hanging out for the program. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're
here.
Have a good time today.
This hour of News and Views, as always, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios can get you 40% off for the month of March on all video transfers to digital format, not including film. So think videotapes, folks. Those old videotapes, family memories, get-togethers, big events in life, whether weddings, graduations, great vacation you just happened to capture on tape. Well, those tapes deteriorate. Before they do, bring them into the digital future. 40% off for News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black and the team you are, in fact, a News and Views listener. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of the program. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's there?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm glad we got a couple of real estate agents in here to solve the problem. I'm just kidding. that's like last night I turned on over to MSNBC for Rachel Maddow, and she's interviewing a medical reporter for the New York Times, and he's giving all his opinion, and she's just up there going, oh. I mean, this is just... a newspaper reporter is giving all this expert opinion on this. You know, this is, I've got to where I'm not even really watching the news anymore. Now, I watch Laura Ingraham at night. She's pretty level. I like her show. She seems to be pretty fair.
It depends on the topic for me, Jim. I thought, wouldn't you agree there was one moment last night where it was like, hey, Laura, calm down, let the doctors talk?
Yeah. Yeah. And Sean Hannity he just goes, he doesn't let anybody talk. Tucker, it's really gotten on my nerves lately.
Hmm.
You can tell he's like a conspiracy guy, you know, the last week or so, I just really don't like to listen to him that much. The politics stuff he's good on, but this stuff here, he throws out little lines like they are not telling his stuff and all this kind of stuff. And I just, you know, but I just come to the point where, you know, I'm retired. I don't have a whole lot to do anyway. So I'm just hanging out. I'm hope Walmart has some toilet paper left when I go to the store tomorrow.
Good luck with that.
But I don't understand why people are buying all this toilet paper, I guess, to blow their noses with or something.
If you're hoarding the toilet paper, you know, folks, you know, I can be a pretty self-interested person. I'm very much a loner. I can be a hermit. But I am considerate enough of others in the community that I wouldn't hoard toilet paper because for the basic reason that the people around me, I don't want unwiped butts around me, all right? I want people to be able to get the TP they need.
I still don't understand what the rush is on TP, but I bet the guys at Procter & Gamble and those that are making TP are loving it, man.
Well, and also it does, somebody shared a photo, it was an elderly woman at the shelves in the grocery store, and everything's gone. And it's like, hey... Why don't rush and take all this stuff because it ups the price. There are shortages.
Right.
And people who really need it in a crisis like this can't get access to it in that regard. So it's pretty terrible. I don't usually do this, Jim, but I would suggest. Joe Rogan just interviewed a person on the 10th, just a couple days ago. He interviewed a guy named Michael Osterholm, an internationally recognized expert in infectious disease epidemiology. And this, it's fantastic. He goes into detail about this particular coronavirus. He and his team called it, and it's actually tracked exactly what they predicted. But the discussion goes into CWD and Lyme disease. It really gets into the history of, you know, how we've responded to these things. If you want some good information beyond the cable news, check out Joe Rogan, Michael Osterholm. It's a pretty good episode. Really good information.
The stuff you're getting now is just, the worst part of this thing right now is the fact that we're not only have a virus, but we've got a media bias thrown in with it.
Yeah.
And it's just exacerbated the thing. You know, back when the swine flu, when old Baraki was in charge, mm-hmm. 60 million Americans were infected. 12,000 died. There was no media panic. They weren't jumping all over Barack Obama. There's no travel ban. And most people in this country don't even remember it. Really, they don't remember it.
Right.
But when you have it on 24 hours a day, every 5 minutes, you know, these things flashing on the screen, alert, breaking news, listen. You know, it just, if you sat there and just watched that all day long, you would be a nutcase.
Wouldn't you be?
You would probably.
I was turning into one yesterday, Jim. And yeah. You know me, I don't buy this crap they usually sell, but when you hear it enough all day, it gets to you.
Yeah, it's like propaganda. You sit there and just keep feeding the people's brains. And then you wonder why they're rushing to the stores and buying up all these food and stuff like that, you know, and all this stuff. And they're going to lock themselves down and never come out again till the, you know, and all the stuff shutting down. And it's mass hysteria is what it is. And it was driven by the media. And I don't know what your political slant is, everybody there, but it boils down to they hate Trump, and anything that can be used to destroy him and his presidency, they're going to do it. And that's what it's gotten to in this country now. It's either I like Trump, I hate Trump.
Sadly.
That's how you can about divide this population right now.
Yep.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call. Got to run.
All right, y'all. Don't cough on anybody. Have a good day. Yes,
take care.
More news and views when we come back. Joey Clark here, your host. Eddie Bader. Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group. Eddie, your boss is here.
Yeah, no.
You better be on your best behavior.
I keep trying to remember that.
I keep on watching.
Be right back.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughn Road is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limu. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Big installation job coming up? Lowe's is ready with the quantities you need in stock and ready to go, so you can get the job done right and done today. Plus, we'll help you save with up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. Save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com, and we'll have your order ready with dedicated pro loaders to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment.
Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights. Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Really, it's Friday. Go wherever you like, folks. We were going to have the mayor in, but I believe here in just a few moments, they'll be doing a live press conference. I certainly understand that cancellation, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
Love to have you back when available. But there is the governor of New York on TV right now. Federal government should turn coronavirus testing over to the states.
Really?
Actually, I'm going to say that I don't completely disagree with Cuomo because of how slow and how much the federal government messed up on this to begin with.
I agree, but when I see states like, New York or even Alabama, I see...
Oh, right, yeah. Alabama on the map is one of the only states. No confirmed cases.
We're in the final four, guys.
Yeah.
That's one way to be in the final four.
We like being last, folks. Right. We like being last.
Mississippi beat us.
Now, to kind of push back on Cuomo here a little bit, the governor of New York, I saw Lee Zeldin on with Laura Ingraham last night saying, well, every request the state of New York has made, the federal government's been like, sure. So I think some of this is politics, making much ado about nothing in terms of the daylight between the different political parties. For instance, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are like, we need more testing, we need the doctors and the task force to come together from experts in multiple fields in order to coordinate this. And if you hear them, you're like, guys, the Trump administration is doing that. It's not happening perfectly.
Right.
And actually, if you use war as an analogy, every single war we've ever fought in the American experience, but it's a general rule, you will have major mess-ups. No matter how well you plan,
that's right.
You'll have mess-ups.
That's right.
And that's, well, that's life.
That's really. Life and the human element, once you put the human element in there.
Yeah. It's just it's a mess right now. But the unknown is certainly, it's food. It's the mother's milk of cable news.
Newsworthy.
Yes, the unknown. It's either scary or we can discuss it. 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. They're over at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Best way is to go by and see that showroom. Right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway, you'll see Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center. Tell Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, they're both paint specialists. Brian Carr's the owner, Brett Lanham the manager, that you're News and Views listener, and they'll help you out, help you make that inspiration of yours, whether you want to repaint the bedroom or the kitchen or the whole exterior of your home, whatever it is, they'll help make that inspiration of yours a reality. Whether it's, you're looking at price points and budget, or maybe you're looking at continuity with the rest of the home, if you're only doing a portion of it, they have you covered. So check out new look decorating center today. Whether you're doing it yourself or you've got a paint contractor, use New Look Decorating Center. Their number 271-0007, 271-0007, or again visit them in their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery.
Sent somebody there, I think, day before yesterday.
Nice. Yes. Very good. Yeah. Very good. And again, folks, in the studio with me is, well, it's not the complete Goodson Group, but Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group, the namesake of the place.
Brain Trust.
As well, yes, indeed. Looking at, you know, charts here as we speak.
You're right.
As well as Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. And on the phone with us, gentlemen, is Tootie. Hey, Tootie.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've been listening. And I've heard a few things I'd like to comment on.
Sure.
One of them, the first one is the media. You know, I kind of lost absolute respect for all of it. I can remember back when, before Black Hawk Down, some Navy SEALs were landing in Somalia, and the news networks were on shore waiting on them. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I do remember you know, we were launching a raid on Somalia.
Intelligence and, you know, spying or whatever. You know, the Russians don't need spies. They got CNN. Anyway, last night I woke up at about 12 o'clock. And I, you know, sometimes I fall asleep with the TV on, watching DW, British Broadcasting, see what's going on. Because they do give you a little bit of more of an objective view of what's going on in the world and even in the United States without the political. And I walked into a program that was there, American Experience, and it was on the 1918 flu. And I didn't see it all, but there was a couple of things that came out of that program that you discussed this morning. And one of them is the idea that the military had exposed or brought that virus into China. Well, in that documentary, they showed where it had already been here, right? And it was deadly. And they kind of got it under control, but World War One was going on, and soldiers out of Kansas, they tracked it, took it to Europe, and it got out over there, and it ended up back here in this country, and I think it killed like 18 million people. That's unreal to even think about that. But, you know, they described it as a form of pneumonia. And I know a Dr. Lightfoot out in Pomona that has said that. His brother was in my office yesterday. He lives in Tuskegee. And I haven't talked to my brother. He's in Santa Barbara, and he's real heavily involved in medicine, too.
Right.
But there's, you know, there's a reason for those Europeans to take the panic like they're doing, you know, because of stuff like that and because of things that has happened all the way going back to the Dark Ages and, you know, the plague. And, you know, they have a history of that. When we came over here, we brought those diseases with us, and they really haven't done to America what had happened in Europe and, of course, in Africa and the old world. This, the new world, we're still kind of innocent about a lot of it. But I think we need to really, really control the panic. And, you know, the, I got that out of your guys' presentation this morning. I think that's a good sense think that way.
Well, take personal responsibility. It reminds you that you should do things that you should be doing anyway, but a little extra steps too.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy your show.
Appreciate it, dude. Thank you. 272-9228, 272-9228. We got a smart audience.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yes.
We do. Good folks out there. Yeah, I'm interested to see what the city of Montgomery is actually going to do, what the municipality is going to do. Because, again, there's been the suggestion that, you know, don't go into groups of 500 or more. And like we said earlier, things that we were planning on doing ourselves this weekend have been canceled.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if they'll take mandatory steps. Now, I know parents are keeping kids
school
from
closing.
School. Yeah, and the efficacy of that, I don't know, because it's not really... This virus is not really harming children. That's a blessing.
Right.
But it is infecting children. And so if you, there is a kind of a split opinion on that. They said with closing of schools, it's really up to the localities. But Dr. Fauci was saying, you know, it's up to the localities, but okay, if you say no school, the kids come home and they're with family, or maybe you put them in some other sort of daycare babysitting situation, it doesn't really stop the spread too much. So that'll be up to, I guess, people here locally. Though I do know locally, ASU has suspended their spring semester. You know, spring break's coming up. They said, don't come back.
Yeah. Didn't AUM do something similar?
AUM and Troy University are both doing now online classes.
Okay.
And Auburn is, too.
Auburn is, too.
Yep.
Okay. And then sporting events, I know, for high school athletics have been canceled, unfortunately, for soccer and, you know, volleyball, these sorts of things going on. Again, all professional sports, collegiate sports have been, big events have been canceled. That's a huge hit, especially March Madness.
March Madness. And, you know, everybody, you're canceling at the last minute. So everything that's been purchased, the food's been purchased, the souvenirs have been purchased to resell, all that stuff. So it's going to take a financial hit on a lot of people.
Right. But what I'm hoping, and we're seeing, thank goodness, we have a,
the market,
we're in the green today.
Yeah,
the market.
Roaring, baby.
Up 3% right now. What we're hoping, and this is from talking to Brent McDonald yesterday, is, well, some others I know, it's we'll have a V-shaped recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was worse than the crash of 87 at this point. Now.
Yeah.
But everybody's coming to a grinding halt, but they're hoping this is not a underlying fundamental problem, structural problem in the economy. It's just we all have to grind to a halt here for a little while, and hopefully we'll have a quick, swift recovery out of that. I will say, this is just Joey talking, not any of the experts I just referred to. When I see that quantitative easing is back, we're monetizing government debt, we're pumping more and more money into the economy, that makes me nervous for a whole other different reasons than anything to do with this virus.
But that being said, you'll take a payroll tax cut, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. All day, every day.
That's my boy.
All day, every day.
I saw something yesterday about the impact in Mobile and the impact of the Mobile shipyard. So 19% of everything that's shipped into the United States or comes in through Mobile comes from China. So all of that's been suspended, but they've also discovered that the likelihood of any spread of any disease on shipped goods is zero.
Right.
Because of the incubation. Even if somebody was sick when they were in China, they're going to be well by the time they get here.
Yeah, by the time it finally makes that journey.
But it's put a lot of people out of work.
Right.
Unnecessarily, and, you know, you're stopping commerce. You've got goods coming in that can't be distributed.
Well, and this could have long-term ramifications just for, you know, considering how much of our pharmaceuticals are made in China.
The supply line.
A lot of these supply chains. I'm a fan of, if you can get a lower price and also integrate the world, that's fine. But you should have some, it can't be ideological. You should have some reasonable considerations about, okay, should vital, say, drugs, that if people can't have them on schedule, people die, should those be manufactured outside of the country or places we can't trust, for instance?
Or at least have places here that can step up if there's going to be a supply chain shortage. You know, okay, we can't get them from China. It might cost us an extra 10 cents a pill, but we can manufacture them here until we can get them, you know, the supply chain back refilled.
Well, and this expert who was on Rogan, Osterholm, he pointed out that there's a medical mask manufacturing plant in Puerto Rico, of all places. And his group warned, guys, as soon as a hurricane comes through there, we're going to have a problem. And that's
exactly what happened.
Yeah. Exactly. And before this virus came up, they were already having shortages because most of the world's medical masks were manufactured down there. So they're hoping, you know, some of this is a government response. But largely speaking, what we're hoping is this is a wake-up call, not only for individuals, but the business community, that just because the price might be a little lower, it in the long run, it's not a better deal for you.
But look at the opportunity. Like you said, the single manufacturer is there in Puerto Rico. Well, I would think if they're the main manufacturer, as soon as they went down, somebody else would be able to, you know,
pick up
the pace.
That's what's happened, but there's always a lag time.
Yeah.
And so,
or if the business community realized, hey, there's only one place. I mean, there's no competition in this market. There's one place in Puerto Rico, and a good hurricane will knock them out. Why wouldn't you want to go ahead and jump in the market?
Right.
There's money to be made there.
Right. It's just sometimes we always like to think, especially in our modern age, everybody's got it figured out.
Yeah.
No.
We're all faking it.
I saw something like this similar and after Katrina. A huge drywall plant was destroyed.
That's right.
And it created a tremendous shortage throughout the United States of drywall. So people needed to rebuild after Katrina, but there was nothing to rebuild with. So that's when they started getting that Chinese drywall,
exactly.
Which created a bigger problem because
they
had environmental issues with Chinese drywall that is today still going on.
Yeah.
Where remodelers remodeled a home and used Chinese drywall and come to find out that that was some environmental toxicity with that drywall.
Remember, it was doing something to the copper pipes as well. I mean, it just had negative effect throughout the house. Basically, they would have to strip the house down to the bones, bare studs.
Right.
And take all the sheetrock off
right after
they put it up.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this is, there's so many reminders that are coming out of this. And in particular, you know, with somebody with your expertise, Bo, in your industry and knowing, you know, the housing market, but just, you know, the whole chain of events for a house to be built and how that affects the whole market.
Right.
It's just amazing when an event like this grinds everything to a halt, how interconnected everything is.
Mm-hmm. It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like, we need to think, you know, the beauty of a market is we don't have to think all these things through. You have a price system that coordinates this. But generally speaking, we should think about this a little more about, number one, how fragile it can be. But number two, where you can prepare for events like this, you should. And whether on an individual level, again, you should be doing things you should have been doing it for a while. You know, basic hygiene.
Yeah.
There's some folks I know. Just basic hygiene. Usually men, like, hey, come on, fellas.
You can do better than this, man.
Joey, what I don't understand, this is a mystery to me. Us men keep enough chemicals underneath our kitchen sink to start World War III.
Yeah.
And do we use them is my question.
No.
No. But they're there for the using, and we would kill thousands of people with what's underneath our kitchen sink.
I'll admit, the way I work is I have a certain dirty threshold where it's too much, it's too high of, or low of a threshold, I'll say, for I think most women in my life. But if it gets there, I'll clean it. Now, I've been around other people who have an even lower threshold where they're just, oh, Lord, dude, bro, so gross in here. Let's clean it up.
Is that similar to the expiration date for men and women? It's different
yes.
for food items.
Yes, very different.
When my children come to visit, they go through my, first thing they do is go through my refrigerator and throw everything out.
Right.
I said, Dad, the expiration date was 2013. It's time to throw it out.
Yeah, but you just do the sniff test.
It's all right.
That's all.
Is it cottage cheese or is it tofu?
It's still sealed up.
It's just mustard. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah. We got to hit this quick break. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to get on the program, Joey Clark, Bo Goodson, Eddie Bader, hanging out.
Well, I need someone to hold me, but I wait for something more. Yes, I got to have faith.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In studio with me, Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group, Eddie Bader, also of the Goodson Group. Now, gentlemen, I don't know if you have any jewelry laying around, because this part of the program is brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. And really, Troop Booth has been buying jewelry off News and Views listeners left and right. Folks, if you have a bunch of jewelry laying around, you think it's a bunch of junk, actually have it, you know, appraised. Check it out. It might be worth more than you think, and Troop Booth is more than willing to buy it. Even if you think it's too valuable, try Troop Booth. You can get a little extra walking around cash, walking around money. And
well, I'm one of his customers. So.
There you go.
There we go.
Long time customer.
Great guy, isn't he?
He is.
And he's truly an expert when it comes to antique jewelry. Cuts out the middleman. It's because of that expertise he's able to do that. Not only can he buy jewelry off you, simply is make an appointment. 260-0066, appointment usually in the morning. You can get paid then and there if you agree on a value, but also a great selection of fine antique pieces. And with wedding season coming up, gentlemen, and maybe you haven't, you know, put a ring on it yet, if you go to a wedding with that girlfriend of yours, she's going to be wondering, even if she doesn't vocalize it, she's going to be wondering, why didn't he ask me?
Oh, yes.
So how about an antique engagement ring, a one-of-a-kind engagement ring?
Ooh, that's nice.
Handmade.